T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am not declaring the window closed. I am not declaring the Buffalo Bills dead. But I am declaring that the last 3 years were a complete and utter waste of time. And I've said all that in real time after the Buffalo Bills lost when they were 13 seconds away from beating Kansas City in Kansas City.
That was Adam Schein.
I don't know if he's still with CBS Sports, but
yeah,
he's
a national figure.
He's
in
always
the media.
Been like the guy that's supporting the Bills and everything. Even
yes
before.
And no, because he was very, very bitter about the Bills getting an extension for Sean McDermott.
Like, yeah,
over this past year, he kind of did the thing that kind of a lot of us did of turning the sword around on the coach. And he more or less just like, oh, you really signed this guy to this extension. And, well, they kind of turned it around and won the AFC East. Derek Kramer here with you in a mini sports talk Saturday as we get you ready for Sabres and Oilers. That one getting started at 12:30 face-off in downtown Buffalo, but 11:30 pregame here on WGR. You heard from Brian Koziel already this morning. Guess what? You're going to get more Brian Koziel into the afternoon when Brian gets pregame started with you at 11:30 and then into Sabres game day against Edmonton. It's kind of funny the teetering of a contending window and knowing that you didn't get the ultimate prize. And yet we live in a city with a sports team that has mirrored the misery of the football team with a hockey team that can't even get into the playoffs when half the league makes it. And yet, here we are with another trade deadline come and pass where the Sabres are once again the sellers. They are not the ones acquiring players for a push. They are instead handing veterans off to other teams to see if they can win a championship. And let's be real about something here, okay? Snark Cannon's about to come out. I'm very happy that I don't have Eric Johnson in front of my eyeballs in the blue and gold this year. Because the Sabres did such a smart thing by keeping him off the ice. Not because of injury. No, so that he wouldn't hurt his own trade value. All right, we got to put that cannon back. Jeremy will know if we took it. Again, Eric Johnson sitting for the past 3 games. Man, like, I was kind of happier with their work in the defensive zone, honestly. And they didn't hemorrhage goals. But you trade Kyle Okposo, a captain, a guy that had embraced this community, and he was here for 8 years of the drought. And he knows that. He took it on his shoulders a little bit, and unfortunately there's nothing more that he can do, in a sense, because the injuries that had happened to him made that contract an albatross. But he did come back and kind of wake his game up a little bit. There was a little bit of a renaissance in his game and a little bit of production that came back to him. I wish him nothing but the best in Florida. That said, the Panthers do employ Nick Cousins and Matthew Tkachuk, so I don't know how much harder I'm going to cheer for Florida just because Kyle Okposo, Sam Reinhart, Evan Rodriguez, and Brandon Montour are there.
They win the cup, I'll just be like, okay.
No, the congrats. Downside is Matthew Tkachuk and Nick Cousins won a cup.
Yeah, I think I'd be more upset about Tkachuk winning it.
Oh, I'm back.
I honestly thought you literally tipped over your chair.
Yeah, and then I got up right away. I'm Nick Cousins.
I know. Should we start calling him Matt Barnaby 2.0?
No. Just let him be Nick Cousins, who keeps getting fined for diving. Which, oh, NHL, mighty job policing that, by the way. It's just $2,000 fines. Until his fourth, when the head coach then starts getting fined. When a head coach gets fined for your diving, I would want to be a fly on the wall to hear that conversation. Do I think that the head coach and Nick Cousins combination in Florida will be there long-term enough for that to happen? I don't know. Do I want it just to hear what has to be said? Yes. But again, that means that Nick Cousins continues to succeed, and he's very annoying. He's more annoying. Somehow he's more annoying than Matthew Tkachuk. And that takes a lot. Anyway, back to the Sabres. I don't know how much I'll cheer extra because of the Panthers and who they have, but again, it's just another deadline of selling off, trading away pieces, and hearing, this is the part that isn't standard, hearing that Zemgus Girgensons is a fabric of the team. Look, I get it. He's a good fourth line player. He is very competent in his own zone. But given the state of the team and the nature of which they are where they're at, Chad DeDominicis said this on Twitter probably the best yesterday. It was a bad time to be singing his praises because fans look at a player like Girgensons, who's been here for a majority of the drought, and think, why is he still here? For you to sing his praises like that was just peak of poor timing, because there's now a new face to attach to the drought. Okposo was your veteran player, your oldest player, had a heftier contract. But Zemgus Girgensons has been here now longer on the Sabres, and he's still here, and you're making it sound like he's going to be here forever, which has some fans soiling themselves. And I'm not going to get on my Zemgus hate train. It's too early for this. But at the same time, again, time and a place there, Kevin. Time and a place. Because Sabres fans, more than ever, have pitchforks and torches at the ready. The team gets booed when they make the first mistake of every game at this point. Not a good time to be singing the praises of the guy who's been here forever and has never put up more than 30 points in a season. And that was when he was getting 19 minutes of ice time a game. Okay? That was the All-Star season. 30 points. 30. Bleep. So, can we just, I don't know, not go on a love train there for Zemgus Girgensons, please, and thank you. You're welcome. Bad timing. Bad timing. Because, again, fans want blood more than ever, and they'll look at the longest tenured Saber in order to do that at this point. A lot happened this past week. A lot of potentially stupid things happened. What do we get for a booty cheek of the week. Why don't you stick around and find out? Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday, Derek, Evan, we're here with you on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.